This episode of Talkin' Shop is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/hoots. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/hoots, H-O-O-T-S, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talk and Shop on a Wednesday. Kind of, sort of. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozin' with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozin' with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund talking shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talkin' Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talkin' Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
So if you guys are noticing, Rock is really busy right now. New Japan has opened back up again. And if you're in the office of New Japan, you don't really stop working. You keep working, and you got to keep answering emails. And Rock is going to be the only person in America, probably, I can imagine the amount of calls from the Japanese office to make sure he has to answer his phone all the time, correct?
They don't call me as much anymore. They send a lot of messages, get a lot of messages throughout the nights.
Emails, lines.
Lines and emails and shit.
Just relentless messages, like the relentless
just relentlessly messaging them all day and night.
Relentless ass kickings that fucking Kozlov's getting from his beard.
Verbal ass kickings every day.
Hey, so is July 17th at 10 p.m.? Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yes.
Where do we start? Yes. Is it 10 or 10:30, right? 10, maybe 10.
Yeah, 10:30. That sounds cool.
10:30, 7:30 your time, Rock?
Yep. That's perfect for me.
That's the countdown to fuck down. That's the beginning, baby.
Correct. Countdown to fuck down.
And then we're going to send you guys all over to our YouTube. And we're going to
shit's going to get really weird.
We're going to finally talk about Saudi Arabia.
Ooh, Saudi Arabia.
Are you for sure?
Gallows, I want people to quote me on this. All right. Gallows and I were trapped on this plane. And we fucking escaped the plane and we ran and we were dodging bullets and dodging mines.
Holy shit.
And I had a sidewalk slam on a Saudi air guard.
doing somersaults and fucking, it was incredible. And we escaped to the northern, one of the northern countries above Saudi.
The northern territory of Saudi Arabia. Very vicious area.
Yes, and that's how we escaped. So quote me on that.
That we parachuted in for safety purposes and we had to fight our way out, which is fine. We were prepared for that too. And now we're the only two guys who are going to talk about it. So you guys
are like two Jason Barnes.
I know.
That kind of thing. How many fucking passports you guys got? Just a couple. You don't have to tell them.
Can you see Gallows not parachuting in? So like for one.
I land on your head.
I don't feel like Gallows. Are you scared of heights, Gallows? I don't think so.
No, I'm not scared of heights.
I feel like going up in the plane, I'd be tripping out. For a fucking, I'd be losing my fucking mind. But Gallows would be fucking, I feel like we both have a little buzz, so that would clearly help.
We'd have too much, then I'd think I have too much of a buzz and get real paranoid because I'd forget how to open my shoe. Of course I die like this, you fucking bastards. And Chad's laughing.
He's so angry.
He's floating and I just go, whoosh.
I noticed something. You guys, in my later years, I don't like elevators anymore. And
liked elevators, buddy.
I haven't, but it's really picked up lately. And I realized I was at the beach this weekend with my kids, and we went down 3 floors. And I got in the elevator. I had all this shit. I had to take the elevator. Well, I didn't like it. It sucked. As I was going down, I was like, fuck, man, it's really slow and shit opens up. I get out, right? And I go to the beach, and I'm fucking getting buzzed up. I mean, I'm drinking pina coladas. Motherfucking nice. Strawberry daiquiris. I mean, I'm fucking loaded.
Great.
I'm loaded to the max. We get back, and my kids know that I don't like elevators either. Like, Daddy, you want to walk the stairs? I went, hell no, let's get on that elevator. So we got on the elevator. I hit 3, and I just sat there and went, this is pretty cool.
Your father
supports the small thing.
I was like, all right, man, fuck it. This is kind of fun. Fuck it. I don't even care if it stops. Man. Fuck it. We'll just have a little party in here.
Your mom is the same way, I remember.
Oh, man.
She's scared of heights too, right?
She didn't used to be. Fuck, where did we go? Oh, we couldn't even go on the Tokyo Tower in Tokyo, remember?
Right. Well, you guys were having some issues in the Tokyo Dome Hotel, I remember, because were on like a higher floor, I think, or something.
I never liked that one, but
that elevator had to be hell on earth for you.
You know, the same thing though. I'd get on the Tokyo Dome Hotel with a little buzz, and I'd get right up against the window and go, oh, this is a fucking fun. I'm not scared of shit then when I got a little buzz going.
That's right. All that liquid courage, son.
That's why I might get into UFC after I'm gonna get fucked up.
Well, you are a badass. What?
Yeah. Because I ain't scared of
an American badass.
I'm going to join the UFC.
If you're going to be a badass, be an American badass.
Just give me a couple glasses of wine. I'll fight anybody.
A couple glasses of wine and a little whiskey.
Maybe a shot of Tito's. You know, you wonder if like how Undertaker, right? He's getting older now, right? He used to always love Jack, right? So I wonder if like as he's gotten older now, does he drink Jack now? And does he? What if he pees everywhere? What if Taker has it? He's older.
I mean,
now,
that's what we want to know.
We've realized he's human now, you know. Right. So
we both gave him a handle at Jack, but I don't know if he drank it.
Yeah, I wonder.
He might have kayfabed and gave it to one of his buddies or something.
He did for like a pass behind. Like,
or he might have just poured it out and said, those little jabronis need to be fine.
They won't be here in 10 and a half more days.
What was the point of giving me Jack Daniels? You guys are going to be gone here soon. Every time Gallows gets in a feud with me in WrestleMania, he gets fired.
Their careers need to rest.
They should have saved that $40.
He's not.
They're going to fucking need it.
When he's collecting unemployment along with a severance package.
Ain't no way I'm going to PayPal them that money. I'm going to keep the jack.
I don't even have a PayPal. I only use Venmo.
Hey!
He definitely does not have Venmo.
Hey,
Hunter. I have cash.
Hey,
that's
Hunter.
That's the only way to fly. I'm sending money only.
Fuck it, Rock. We got any questions before we get on the Taker voice again?
Fuck. No, let's just keep doing Taker voice. Okay, now I got some.
But I got this podcast. I said 1/2 hour. She goes 1 hour and 45 minutes. I'll see you when you're done. I was like, what?
Yeah. There's something going. It's pretty funny, dude. Because we asked Zack Ryder to come on, right? And he said, "I listen, guys. I just can't. I'm doing a podcast every night, and if I do another one, Chelsea's gonna fucking kill me." Right? I was like, "Oh shit!" And like, I told Christine this morning. I told my wife, I was like, "Yo, I got a podcast night at 9." She's like, "All right." And about 8:30, she looked at me. She's like, "You want to drink some wine?" And I'm like, "I mean, fuck, of course I do, because I know what that usually that leads to with your wife, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, but you know, I got to shoot that podcast tonight at 9."
She's
like,
"Finger, bro."
She goes, "What?" I was like, "I told you that." She's like, "I was like, oh, hold on, this is my only source of income, even though it is no income."
Well, it's fun to say it though.
It's fun to talk about it.
Got a hip podcast. Makes no money.
Podcast, don't get a dollar for it.
And then, yeah,
a single solitary fracking dollar.
And then Gallo said, Bethany just now goes, oh, hour and 45. All right, I'm out of here. Like I've been boozing with the boys last week. Christine was like, 1 hour. I was like, yeah, probably. And if like we went two, maybe, having too much fun. I mean, I don't know, maybe two or three.
I got one day I was trying to shut it down. Like, you know, we usually go about an hour and a half. You know, it's Saturday. I know people got things to do. You know, everybody's got kids and stuff. Heat on there. Some people were like, well, like, if Rocky wants to go, then, you know, Chad and Carl, they should host it so they can just stay on, you know? Like,
yeah, that's right. Tell them.
Because we just want to talk for 9 hours at a time. Like, just fucking...
Yeah,
I'm going to bring a shitter in here so I don't have to get up to go to the bathroom.
I let this go an hour and a half.
SPP, shit, piss, and podcast all in one. Getting my deal, whatever I want.
Whacking my deal. We're trying to cut Rock out of the salary so we can pay Emilio anyway.
Listen, man, what do you think zero divided by fucking three is, pal?
I've invested.
Fucking zero still.
I've invested this little
I got a third of zero for this.
Yeah, right. Listen, fuck, man. Enough taking nothing of our money.
You sobless son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, guys, Talking Shop has made. Listen, all jokes aside, we appreciate the patrons. Thank y'all. Talking Shop, in our pocket. Let's just say this, in our pockets, right? Talking Shop since 2014 has made $0. I want y'all to understand that.
And even thank you for the ads that you heard us read, we never got paid. That's
never. And I want y'all to understand too.
It's a shoot hoot.
And the Patreon, we appreciate you.
You guys rule.
We're gonna use that money for what we're gonna talk about.
Something very special that's also gonna reward you.
We're just reinvesting it into the product.
And don't get me wrong, we have to check constantly because Rock is the least paid of all of us. So we're always worried he's gonna go in there and try and get some. You know?
Yeah, we're always thinking he's going to try to pull some funds when we're not looking. I get up every morning during my morning shit.
I'm the only one that's employed here.
Rock's the least paid until midnight July 18th. And then he's back to buying our food again.
Yeah. Then I'm the most paid.
Hey, can we go to Korean barbecue, Rock?
COVID.
Whataburger?
Guys, tell that story.
Maybe Whataburger. Whataburger.
Guys, tell that story again when you told Rocky what the number was that you guys wanted and he went check.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, he didn't say check. He started fucking
drinking. He ordered for a round of sake.
I did. He just was like, fuck these motherfuckers. Beer, shot. I'm like,
At that point, I knew that the negotiation was over. I didn't have a chance.
The negotiation is over, so I might as well get shit-faced.
I get these guys fucked up, they'll pay for the bill. So
at least I'll get that.
The best part of that was...
Hey, don't tell that to people because it's true. I started telling Bethany, I go, you know, this is a thing. Every Friday, we're excited now because things open up here in Georgia. So we go to Bradley's Tavern for karaoke. Well, like, I get drunk. It's a $500 date every Friday. I was like,
you got to think about something, Miguel. You got to go only with Bethany, though. But you start getting trigger happy. Where's some people that will put me over? Where's another guy that will put me over?
Where's some people who will put me over?
Where's Vernon Love who I can hit in the balls? Where's other guys that can look at me and tell me how fucking cool I am?
He's got to have his driver.
He always brings his fucking son with him.
The driver's got to bring his entourage. Right.
then the driver happens.
Wait, the driver has to bring his, he has to bring his son so that he can drive their car and Vernon can drive my car back to the house.
A fucking driver.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I can't wait till
it's not logistical at all.
I can't wait until the honeymoon stage.
Until
the honeymoon the honeymoon stage is flattening of the curve, just like COVID. And she goes, "Get these motherfuckers out of my house," and it's gonna happen.
We're already there with that.
I know, but they're still there. But at some point, she's gonna go. She's gonna be underneath pleading.
This is the man who's having the fucking Patreon, party in the backyard. So I could probably
tell the story, but God, I can't wait to talk to you guys in private.
We'll keep that one safe.
Yeah, we'll keep that one to ourselves. Yeah.
All right, Rock. Let's take some questions to get the hell out of here.
All right.
Hey, buddy. Comes
from Jason McNanny.
Ooh. McNanny. Are the names a little more real lately?
Sometimes.
feels.
There's some weird ones though, but yeah. So he asks, can we get a live rendition of "Daddy Was a Fall Down Man"?
Okay, so I did this. This was on my whatever bartender's choice today. I'm almost done. Whatever.
What a cool who.
So I got this. I got a cameo, which thank you guys. We're kicking ass on the cameo thing.
Yeah, I got to do two.
Hey, the liquor's in this downstairs fridge too, bud. Oh, thank you, man. I do need ice. So they said, can you do all of "Daddy Was a Fall Down Man"? But I can't because we just kind of like made up the chorus and just kept making up brother verses. Then we told Josh Morningstar and he wrote a fucking amazing song. He wrote a
masterpiece.
And I don't know it all by heart yet. I know like the little brother songs I made up, but they're not nearly as good as his shit. He's a real fucking songwriter.
And we got to figure out how to put that out.
Hey, what was that song that when you and I were drinking some wine one night, 3 or 4 years ago, and we just invented out of nowhere? This is a new one.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, just to sing that one.
How many
bumps does a dude have to take?
I remember you guys called me.
Before you can call him good brother.
And the answer. So it's how many bumps does a hoot have to take before he's considered a good brother? The answer, my friend,
is in Gallows Pen.
The answer is in Gallows Pen.
Then I take a big hit of CBD pen
oil. Let's take a
nudge, motherfucking nudge.
Get that CBD.
When I'm hitting my pad.
Really, I was disgusted with this right now.
Next question, Jason. Next question. Manny.
Oh, man.
All right. I just thought of something. You got a completely different song, Jason, but it's okay. Nick Wydra.
Nick's always in on booze.
Yeah, Nick's cool, man. He says,
motherfucker.
What steak do you like, and how do you like it cooked, and what sides?
I got to tell you, man, we love raw steak, but tonight I went to the H Mart outside of Atlanta. It's an Asian market, and they had – I was going to tell you boys this before we started recording them. They have like thinly sliced ribeye, like you get in a Japanese Korean barbecue joints, and it was like marinated when you bought it in the Korean barbecue sauce.
Ready to go.
Oh, man. Put it in a flat iron skillet. It was like sex in my mouth earlier.
That's beautiful. My God, that's awesome.
If you could just give me a nice – I mean, obviously the Kobe steak, right? In Japan or something, they have it here, the Kobe beef. But like, if you can just give me a nice 10-ounce filet, rare, I'm fucking happy.
Oh, baby,
yeah, give me a rib.
I like it. Okay. I like it rare too. Rocky, yeah, rare?
I'm medium rare.
Medium rare.
Yep.
In Japan too.
Yeah. And then I like fucking something like sweet potatoes on the side or something like that.
Yeah, sweet potatoes is a big staple of my diets nowadays. Yeah. Beautiful. Is Nick the guy that almost burnt the apartment down with the weed, or is that different
Nathan game? I think.
Oh, that was Nathan. Sorry for mixing it up. Yeah,
Nick's always in there.
Nick's always in there, kind of talking shit. But then, like on the chat, he's always talking shit. But then he comes on and he puts us over. So he's cool.
Cool as fuck. Yeah.
My wife just made me a drink so strong that I might not be able to get out of this chair. I had a seltzer earlier, and I asked for a drink. And I mean, show the boys your new bathing suit line that you're fucking modeling for. She got a bathing suit deal off of Instagram. Yeah. Sweet. So we got all these fucking bathing suits. I was like, you cannot wear these in front of the kids, for Christ's sake. It's awesome that you have them on in front of me, but like, that one's not bad. That one's fine. But the one.
That's great.
Son of a bitch.
Gallows is the sex swing still downstairs for everybody to see? And you're just telling them it's a hammock? A hammock?
No, this is what we did. We have a hammock.
The kids,
right?
It was,
so I bought the hammock chair so that we can hang that up when the kids are here. When they're not here, we go in the dog room. I take down the little hook, hang up the swing of doom. We just start looking. Look at this thing. Look at that. Get eyes on that motherfucker right there.
Oh, my God, it's real.
Oh, yeah. Get your feet in the stirrups, baby girl. It's time to ride.
We almost went into the Vince a lot of times with different ideas, and we just realized where we were, and we just didn't give a fuck, so we never did. Because we just knew it wasn't going to get us anywhere. It was pointless, and so many people were burying us. It didn't matter. But we wanted to pitch Gallows being a sex addict, because I thought it would have been awesome. Because it's fucking
and it's shit.
I mean, anytime
you,
a girl
you probably would have loved that, though.
You think fantastic. So, too, but he would have gave it to somebody else.
God damn it, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he would
bring him out
in
a bondage hood with a zipper on his mouth. Oh, God.
Yeah. You would have been the gimp from.
I'd be coming, but it would blow up my face. I'd be coming out on a leash, and Chad would be walking me in assless chaps. I'd be going, God damn it.
Yeah. I'd be riding on.
Get the gimp in the ring. I'd climb up the steps like a little doggy.
Gallows would be on all. Gallows had to walk on all fours.
He sits my little bowl down and unzips my mask when I got a ball gag in, so I can't drink my water and eat my little kibbles and bits.
Yeah, Gallows on all fours walking down the ramp, and I'm riding on him. You know what I mean?
I got a little tail coming out of my latex pants, a little horsey tail.
Yeah. Hey, like,
holy shit.
We did one thing where
coming down the aisle, Carl and the Gimp.
We did a street fight where, but anyways, I put a pumpkin on the head or something, right? And we got to the back.
Oh, you put a pumpkin on your head? What?
Yeah, well, it was a terrible character thing. But we got to the back, and I remember I took my clothes off, and I sat there in the locker room and was like, Jesus Christ, what just happened? And Bray Wyatt looks over at me and goes, are you still glad you came? And I was like, I don't know.
Nah, man.
I don't really know, bro. But that's my point is I'd have seen Gallows. I'd have been riding Gallows down and be going, Jesus.
100%.
My kids are watching this. That's why.
That's not exactly what we had in mind, but I guess. Yeah. All right.
Imagine the toys.
We'll just go over here and fuck ourselves.
Nah, even with even with the toy people, they're weird. That's a.
We'll talk about that.
That's when we got one more fucking question. Made this a good question.
Not you, Rock.
I meant like let's see. Let's have the people ask some real serious.
Yeah, Rock, what the fuck?
Oh, real quick though. I want to go back to when we were the Korean barbecue and when we were negotiating with Rock. Well, he was being our friend for a while. Then I swear he got himself a little buzz going.
Yeah,
he got and I felt like he was ready to stiffen up on us. He goes, listen. Yeah. He goes, listen, if you want to work for these people, that people, you're going to go through this thing and they're going to be the ones to book you out. And I remember thinking, okay, well, we're going to need a certain amount for that. And he was like, what's the number? And I said it. And that's when he went, another round of sake.
This motherfucker was the first person to contract the coronavirus back in September during negotiations. Yeah. God damn it.
And I think Rock just went, it's pointless. Anyway, let's just
good to see you guys. Let's just get fucked up.
Anyway, buy me drinks until I fucking can't see you.
It doesn't matter.
Off while you're at it.
We clearly made the wrong decision. Next question.
What?
This comes from Adam Mauer.
Adam Applesworth?
Aiken Brothers. What is the hardest?
Adam, is somebody riding a four-wheeler at your house, Gallows?
Oh, God damn it. No, they're not.
Are they?
Do you hear that? Are they mowing the lawn or they're riding your fucking side by side around?
I actually don't hear it.
It might have been I got a big street there.
I gotta admit, I do have some CBD running through me right now. So I said, hey, we gotta turn the air up in this basement. So I think the air just kicked on really loud because I gotta have it on like 66 right now, blood pressure through the roof. You know what I mean?
That's what happens when you're high as a kite and on tons of shit for your muscles. Let's go. Next question.
Adam Mauer says, hey, good brothers, what is the hardest you laugh?
Did you say Court Mauer?
No, Adam Bauer.
Adam Bauer, good.
Something
like Adam Court Bauer. Adam Mauer.
Court Bauer said what now?
Adam Mauer. Court's writing in.
Hey, Adam Bauer. C-A-B.
Hey, good brothers.
Rock can't even get a question.
What is the hardest you've laughed or tried not to
right now
during a match? Yeah. In a match.
Oh,
there's too many, man. There was a couple, dude.
That was our this is just Patreon shit talk. But when Carl and I were miserable at times during this past WWE run, which were. A lot of times we get to some of these house shows and we weren't getting the TV time we wanted or whatever. And the only thing we had, because it was like one of the first times in my career, I know his, where we walk out of the curtain and just go, fuck, just not fun, whatever. And we'd be standing on the apron in one of those weird four-way tags and just popping the shit out of each other. Then he would get in the ring and do something where he would jump up and have the big baby face catch him. And he would scream like the most high-pitched, and have his hands flying in the air, and the whole fucking floor would start fucking popping. Then I would start popping. Then the baby faces would start popping. Then the whole ring would start popping. And nobody was trying to hide shit because it was too goddamn funny.
It would be fun a couple of times to like just have fun like we would have just, you know, getting heat or doing anything or just doing a little bitch scream like that and just being able to get people like Big E and Kofi laughing, you know, because they've seen it all. And just to get feel that, because like you're just, that's the only thing that's any fun. Fuck at this point, yeah. Like, you're just
getting the brothers to pop in a match.
That's fun.
You're working hard. You're not doing anything right. Fucking stupid. Like, you know, it
here's a funny one too that I remember. And we can tell him this and it'll be funny then too. But, Enzo one night hadn't been wrestling long. And he said, my back's really sore. So try not to bump me around in the heat. And you're telling like me and Carl and Sheamus, who loves to bump people around, and Claudio.
All his moves are huge moves.
Maybe the New Day or I don't know who else, but it was just like suplex, body slam, fucking backbreaker, choke slam, back suplex, belly to belly. He's going, what the fuck are you guys doing? Tag, body slam, body slam. Suplex.
Fuck. There.
Oh man.
Rock, did you remember? Like, there's so many times. There was some good ones that were me and Gallows would like. We would lose it over there, and you could see our shoulder just kind of bouncing. It's just who knows what. Who knows? Man, I can't particularly remember it.
I got a good one. It's it doesn't involve you guys, but it's you'll like this one. So there was a young lion that was in New Japan for a while. His name was Kitamura. He was this big jacked Japanese dude. He was like a bodybuilder. He's like massive,
I remember seeing that guy. Yeah.
Is he gone now?
I don't know what he took a break, and I don't know if he's coming back or what his deal is.
Usually when they take a break and they never got over, they're out.
Yeah, that's, take a
break. So this dude, he thought he was like super agile, but he's fucking huge, right? So he decided that, like, I guess he must have been practicing like just jumping from the apron into the ring. And on the other side of the thing, it's like Yano, Ishii, and like somebody else. So Ishii's already in the ring, you know how Ishii is. He's all like pumped and all serious, you know. Kitamura stands up onto the apron, looks at Ishii, like calls Ishii out, then tries to vault in over the top rope and just eats shit. You know how fucking Ishii is, right? He's just like fucking Mr. Tough Guy. Ishii just didn't know what to do because he popped him so hard. He just put his head like into it, like folded it into like his dick, basically, like just bent over and just started laughing because he didn't want the fans to see him laughing.
He never smiles.
Yeah, he never smiles. He's never smiles at all.
And that's just great.
Couldn't fucking hold it. And there's a really good, somebody has a video of it somewhere on Twitter. It's so fucking good. It's hilarious.
That's a good question. I'd want to sit back and think about, because there's probably,
if we really thought we could remember some good ones. I think.
Yeah.
I remember one where I was always just watching through the curtain, and this is when Strongman, who are just our guest last week, which was amazing, but it was Strongman and Nakanishi in the ring at a quiet little live event house show, and I'm just watching through the curtain, right? And you hear Strongman in the corner or in the ring, and he goes, "Knock!" And it's silent, and Nakanishi goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Want me to tag you?" And Nakanishi goes, burps. And he goes, "Yeah." He goes on tag. And bro, you got to ask Gato of that one if he remembers that.
He burped first?
Oh, he burped, bro. He fucking burped.
Or that fucking 800-pound burp.
It's incredible. Hey, you motherfucking, that's a good question. Let's revisit that shit. But
we'll get back to that one. Yeah. Fuck.
Patreon exclusive. Thank y'all, man. We actually enjoy doing these. It's fun to do. We appreciate you guys more than you know. Machine Gun KA on all fucking social media. Big LG.
Big LG. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Just fine. Just search the Big LG.
Yeah, Azuka Rock. AZUCAROC on IG and on Twitter. RockyRomeroMerch.com. ProWrestlingTees/RockyRomero.
Boozing with the boys is off the fucking hook again. Fun as shit as always. I got myself lit to the max with box wine.
Sure did.
And then we're gonna fucking do it again. Thank y'all for checking us out, babies, and thank y'all for supporting us. Nothing but love. And Gallows took just a big rip of gimmick.
I did that in honor of the Patreons.
How many bumps
does a hood have to take? Before he's considered a good brother. The answer, my friend, it's in Gallows' pen. The answer is in Gallows' pen.
Shut up!
This episode of Talkin' Shop is sponsored by Athletic Greens. When it comes to making resolutions and it comes to eating clean and eating right and getting the gut healthy, Athletic Greens is the way to go. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery, focus, and aging. I start off every morning with a glass of Athletic Greens, and then I head downstairs into my private gym and do about a 45-minute to 50-minute cardio workout, and I feel so great, so refreshed, and so energized to start my day. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/hoots. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/hoots, H-O-O-T-S, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well, and subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is, bye.